I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And it is not Don Dubuque this morning. Joel Masson filling in for Don Dubuque. And I am an avid angler, occasional host of the Marshman Masson YouTube channel. And like I said, I am just very, very excited to be here today. We've got an incredible show lined up for you. Got a lot of great guests, a lot of great fishing reports coming your way. And it's going to be a great morning. And if you are driving to fish this morning, good luck to you. The winds are not going to be too bad today. You definitely got some good conditions working in your favor. I know I fished yesterday. We're going to get to that report here in a little bit. But if you want to, we've got a burning question this morning. We're asking people, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging? It could be dead tide, wind, dirty water, anything like that. Text all those answers to 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. We've got a great show lined up today. We're going to have Kirk Stancil coming on with us. And Kirk fishes out of that Calcasieu Lake area. And I know the big trout this time of year are what everybody is after. And we're going to get a report from him, seeing how that's going on over there. We've also got Daryl Carpenter coming up. Daryl fishes that Grand Isle area. And we're going to see how Daryl is doing with the trout and the redfish over there. After him, we're going to have a lot of good announcements for you, a lot of good events coming up. And we're also going to have Captain Mike Gallo, who fishes at that Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, Lake Catherine area, all that good stuff. That is usually a phenomenal area this time of year. And I know that place has been really, really, really hot. Weather dependent, obviously, in March it can be kind of difficult, but we'll get some reports from him. And then after him, we're going to get our paddler's report from Eric Mahoborak. And if you like to paddle, instead of going in a boat, Eric is definitely going to be the one you want to listen to. He's got a lot of experience fishing out of a kayak. After him, we're going to have Captain Ryan Lambert. Ryan fishes at Plaquemines Parish area, which is the area I was in yesterday. And we had an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal trip. So we'll get some reports from him. And as always, we'll be taking your text messages all morning long, seeing what you have to say about what your most challenging fishing condition is. We're going to get all that this morning. That number, again, is 504-260-1870 for all your answers to that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with Kirk Stancil, get that good information from Calcasieu Lake. And stick with us. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Dubuque is not here this morning. It is Joel Masson filling in for Don Dubuque. And right now, we are going to be joined with Robbie Campo. Robbie out of Shell Beach and Campo's Marina. Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Well, Joel, we're doing fine down here, buddy. This past week here, man, it was... We had some rough days with all this rain that we had passed through, but it seemed like yesterday was kind of a turnaround, which is usually what you're looking for Friday for a Saturday morning report. We had some speckled trout caught in the ship channel here by up the channel here from the marina, not too far, a couple miles, which is really good to see because we hadn't seen a decent trout bite come around this area in quite a while. So yesterday that was a little bit encouraging. Yesterday I also got to take a ride with Captain Jonathan Sanchez. We had some friends in from Kentucky that we took out in the Sound yesterday. went out there and did a sheephead run. Bay Awa was really nice with ball when we got out there by those rigs out in the sound out there. It was a little bumpy. Some lot of big ground swells coming in. So if you wanted to do that today, you may have a window of opportunity to get out there. I know they caught a bunch of sheephead along the Long Rocks yesterday, mixed in with a bunch of redfish. It seems like they're doing a lot better catching speckled trout on the Delacroix side than on our side. The Delacroix side has been, they've been catching a lot of trout over on that area. And they've been catching them on plastics. So live bait has not come in yet, around these parts. We don't have any yet. We hoping that they show up in the next couple weeks here. I know nobody wants them as bad as I do to have them for you guys, but that's just not possible right now. We can't catch something that's not there. Joel, I'll tell you, if you got anybody coming up, got anybody coming fishing today, look, we got a perfect recipe for this gnat weather. They are horrible down this way. Wear protective clothing. Ladies, if you're coming down here, do not wear short pants. Wear some kind of leggings, pants, something. These gnats are ferocious. You won't enjoy your day of fishing, and I'm telling you, they're going to eat you alive. They have been horrible all week. The only days they weren't bad is when we had all this rain. But now that the rain has stopped, you can't even enjoy being outside with the gnats that's around here. And it doesn't matter if you're coming here, Shell Beach, Hopedale, or if you're going out of Delacroix. We got a kind of a little foggy morning. The gnats are just bad. So keep that in mind. Get your Amber Romance out. Get your, off. Whatever you prefer to use, have it handy today because gnats are going to be bad. With that said, Joe, we went out there yesterday fishing those fish. We used dead shrimp. It was not fishing, it was catching. So it was the same thing along the Long Rocks for the guys that fished, my guides that fished along the Long Rocks yesterday. You could come put some fish in a boat. So, coming down this way, hook the left, come on down and see us, and we'll be waiting on you.
That sounds awesome, Robbie. Definitely good that people are still catching fish down there. Now, what size of fish did you catch yesterday? Were they real big or kind of on the smaller side?
Well, the sheephead that we caught yesterday were kind of mixed up. We only had one or two slot reds that we caught out there. Most of them were bulls. But nevertheless, we had some friends in from out of town, so it really didn't matter. As long as something was pulling on the line, everybody was happy. But the sheephead that we caught, for the most part, they were probably, 2 to 3 pounders. They weren't those big 6 or 7 pounders like we're used to seeing out there. But, hey, we made a day out of it. Everybody was happy. We put 50 some odd sheephead in the boat, and we had a few redfish to go with it. And, we got back home at a reasonable time, like, 11-ish or so. So it was a good time, and everybody had fun. And, and the other boats that was out there did the same thing. 12 o'clock, everybody was back. So it was a meat run, so to speak, but it was a heck of a time.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Now, Robbie, we're asking all of our listeners this morning, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging, whether it's dead tide, dirty water, wind? So for you, what condition specifically do you find most challenging?
I would have to say dead tide. Dead tide and dirty water. But it's not impossible to catch fish in dirty water, but I would have to say a slack tide is probably your most challenging, because you got to have some tide movement. Some tide movement makes things happen, and when you don't have much tide movement, man, when your cork is just sitting there, when you cast out, it doesn't move, to the right or the left or whatever. It's just sitting there. That tends to make your bite slow down a whole lot. So, yeah, I would say if I had to say, you know, what it is, it would definitely be slack tide.
I tell you, I got to agree with you there. That's a very, very hard condition to fish. Not much you can do when there's no water moving. Well, Robbie, thank you so much for joining us early, dark and early on this Saturday morning. If somebody wants to come down to Campos, they just hook a left at the bridge, right?
That's it. Hook the left, baby. Come on down and see us. We're waiting on you.
All right. Sounds good. Good luck today, Robbie.
All right, Joel. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Sounds good. There he goes, Robbie Campo with Campos Marina. Like I said, we're asking what fishing condition do you find the most challenging this morning? You can text those answers to 504-260-1870. Could be dirty water. Could be, like Robbie said, dead tide, any one of those. And you can definitely text those answers in. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Kirk Stancil, who fishes Calcasieu Lake, and get a report from him, all what's happening with the speckled trout over there. Good, good stuff this morning. Definitely want to stick around, and you are listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Joel Masson here. It is not Don Dubuque this morning. Joel Masson here filling in for Don Dubuque. And right now, we're going to be joined by Kirk Stancil, who fishes out of Calcasieu Lake with Hackberry Rod and Gun. Kirk, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How's the fishing been down there and down there in Calcasieu, the trout fishing?
Since last time we talked, it has picked up. It's been a little while now, but we even had like 3 or 4 days where we had boats come in with limits of trout. So it's been good. The redfish have been steady the whole time. But when it warms up and we get some good high tides, we get a good trout bite.
That's great. That's awesome. What kind of baits have been hot for trout recently?
Okay, you know, most of our clients are live bait fishermen. We've been doing a lot of that, but the artificial bite has been on the Little John, mainly the watermelon red has been the best color. That's been the best lure for us right now. And we're catching some
awesome
on Mirrodines, yeah.
Mirrodines, okay. Now, what's some of your favorite colors on the Mirrodines?
Oh, I love this time of year, the orange back, gold side with a white belly. That's my favorite. You know, the small suspended one, not the heavy dean, but the regular Mirrodine. I don't even know what size it is. It's about an inch and a half, maybe 2-inch bait. And they love it. And I really rip the bait, work it hard. Just a lot of twitching, hard twitching, and hesitate. And I usually hit it when the bait hesitates.
Awesome, cool. As far as the size of the trout, what can people be expecting this time of year? We're kind of in March, getting into the spring. What's the size going?
Well, the fish we're catching right now are anywhere from, you know, 12-inch keepers up to about 16 inches. You know, and there's an occasional 18, 20-incher in there. But, you know, we're coming up with the big girls will be showing up here pretty soon. They should be.
Cool. That sounds great. Now, Kirk, we're asking this morning all of our listeners, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging, whether it's dirty water, low tide, dead tide? What's your take on that?
All of them. I hate a hard wind. This time of year, I don't want a hard north wind, you know, north-northwest wind this time of year. You know, it's going to blow the water out. It's going to muddy the water. You know, Calcasieu muddies up, you know, because, you know, it's just a big muddy lake with oyster reef scattered around it. And, you know, you get anything above 15 miles an hour, it's going to muddy it up. And it's hard to find a good, clean area where there's a lot of fish with a north wind. I mean, Turner's Bay up on the north end is okay, but this time of year can be tough.
Well, good. That's certainly good advice. Definitely looking forward to a good spring there. Now, if somebody wants to book a trip with you for this upcoming spring weather, how can they do so?
Oh, man, they can call us toll-free, Joel. It's 888-762-3391. Go to our website, hackberryrodandgun.com. And, look, we got live video cams on our dock. If people, you know, they can see what we bring in and, you know, what we're catching every day.
That's awesome. I definitely would want to watch that that webcam. That's cool. Good live stuff, good information. Thank you so much, Kirk, for joining us today, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Well, thank you, Joel. Good talking to you, buddy.
All right. Sounds good. There he goes, Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. And we've got a few announcements for you. And today, actually, this is going to be occurring. We're going to have the Washington Parish Ducks Unlimited Banquet. That is tonight, Saturday, 6 p.m. So tonight at 6 p.m., you can go there. It's at the American Legion Hall. So you got tons of great stuff, a live auction, silent auction, some raffles, really good dinner and drinks. We've also got some good ticket prices on that. So definitely something that you do not want to miss out on. And as I just finished talking with Kirk, we're asking this morning, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging? So dead tide, dirty water, whatever. Text us at 504-260-1870. And when you text us, make sure to text us your name and where you're from. And also, this is the opening day of youth turkey. So if we got any kids out there driving, going turkey hunting, well, hopefully the kids are not driving, but you're driving with your, going with your dad, if we got any turkey hunters out there, good luck to you this morning. And we also want to know if you're in Mississippi, have you killed any turkeys yet this season? You can text us that at 504-260-1870. We'll take a quick time out, and when we come back, we're going to have more of your text messages, more great announcements for you. So stick with us. Joel Masson here filling in for Don Dubuque. Stick with us. We'll be right back on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Joel Masson filling in this morning for Don Dubuque. We've got some of your text messages coming in. We're asking this morning, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging, whether it's dirty water, dead tide, all that? You can text that to 504-260-1870 with your name and where you're from so we can identify you. Got a good morning text from the Mad Trucker. Good morning. Good luck this morning if you're going out fishing. We've also got some texts from 3433, and he said, high barometric pressure is one condition that I hate. Fish stop biting when pressure gets above 30 and rising. Low pressure and falling pressure will get them biting. And I got to agree with that. High pressure is definitely a challenging condition, especially if you're on the freshwater side of things. If you're fishing sockeye or bass, that can be super, super challenging. Just got a report in from Bayou Wild TV's Martha Spencer, who caught an African pompano yesterday on the lump, which is absolutely incredible. This fish looks very, very cool. You can check it out on Martha Spencer's Facebook page. She has a picture of it there. They've also caught some 12 blackfin and a yellowfin tuna. So good stuff coming from the offshore waters there. And also, for all you snapper people out there, they're catching some absolutely big snapper. So the offshore fishing seems to be great. Obviously, this time of year, when the wind can allow you to get out there, that is one of the best things to go ahead and do. And we also have a Toledo Bend angler cashes in on the Bass Cash Bash. And to Rodney Carroll of Manny, Louisiana, he picked up a $1,000 prize winning fish, and he got also a $500 prize for a bonus entry that had a T-shirt in there. So just congratulations to him. Definitely want to sign up for the Bass Cash Bass, and you can visit the BassCashBash.com and get signed up for that. You don't want to go there and catch a tagfish and not be registered. So make sure to go do that on their website. And we're going to pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves. We're going to come back on more fishing reports on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back. We've got a text coming in from Justin in the Refuge. He said the worst fishing condition is pouring rain. and pouring rain. As long as you have a raincoat, I guess you can suck it up and go out there. But it is definitely certainly less comfortable when it's pouring rain and can be dangerous if there's a lightning out there. But we've also got another good announcement for you. We've got the St. Tammany Fishing Pier construction is going to be is taking place right now, but it is going to be in you're going to be able to fish on it April or early May, in the latter part of April or early May. So as long as they don't have any construction delays, you'll be able to go out there, and that's a really good place to fish, especially if you don't have a boat. A lot of people, if you don't have a boat, you're definitely going to want to fish over there. Now, I will tell you, we've got a great report coming up for you. Fished Point Lahash yesterday out of Plaquemines Parish, and we did really, really well. Caught a lot of fish. Had a great time out there. We caught a lot of speckled trout. I know the speckled trout fishing has been a little bit challenging this spring, but yesterday, I tell you, was one of the best days I've had in quite a while. We did very, very well fishing. Actually, deep water, which I know a lot of people this time of year, they kind of think that the shallow bays and the local areas around the marina have fish, but actually the deep water this time of year holds a lot of the bigger trout. And really, what you want to look for with that is you want to fish the hard ledges. And with the ledges, you'll have basically an area that's 12 feet, and then you'll come up to maybe 3 feet, and you'll see a bunch of boiling, mixing water. And you want to fish up and down those ledges, try both angles, and you'll be able to catch some fish that way. The key with that is you got to have the boat positioning correct. If you can try different angles and to try and see where the fish are exactly set up on the ledge, that's very, very important. Just try different angles until you find it. But what we did yesterday, we threw jig heads with matrix shads and a variety of colors. I think we threw about half the colors that Chaz makes. But didn't seem like colors really made a difference yesterday. What did make a difference was getting to the bottom. You want to make sure that your jig head is getting to the bottom, bouncing along there. And the fish yesterday were pretty nice. We had fish up to 20 inches. And another great technique to use when you're out there is to actually fish a Carolina rigged soft plastic, which I know a lot of people don't do. That's something I did yesterday, and for a while, it was definitely the hottest technique. It's kind of two things you want to try when you're there is a heavier jig head, and also that Carolina rig can be really, really good. What I do with those Carolina rigs, I like to nose hook the soft plastic onto a 2-aught kale hook. So just make up basically your regular Carolina rig you'd use for live bait, and then nose hook a soft plastic. Yesterday I was using a Limbo Slice colored matrix shed on there. That seemed to be very, very effective. One thing you do want to do when you're fishing those Carolina rigs, I like making my leaders pretty long, about 3 to 4 feet. That way that bait can really float behind that weight when it gets to the bottom, and it triggers a lot of strikes. Also, a longer rod really helps you. I had a 7.3 heavy power rod yesterday, but you can even go up to a 7.6, and that'll give you some extra distance on your cast and make that long leader a lot easier to cast. So great stuff going on over there. A great trout report that we had just from yesterday. Fished about 24 hours ago, and that's a hot trout report you can definitely try this weekend. That pattern's going to be lasting really through almost the end of May. So that pattern of fishing the deep water with that is going to be really, really good for the next couple of months. Now, got another text coming in. We've got 2099 asking about Don's condition, and Don is recovering slowly, but he is definitely doing a whole lot better, and he will be back soon for all of you guys that are wondering. We're going to take a timeout. Joel Masson here filling in for Don Dubuque this morning. And when we come back, we are going to be joined with some more great fishing reports. You're going to be listening right here. This is the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And a sunburnt Joel Masson filling in this morning for Don Dubuque. And I tell you what, it's been a great show already. Got some awesome guests coming up in the next few segments. Right now we're asking you, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging? Dirty water, Dead Tide, any of those. You can text those answers to 504-260-1870 with your name and where you're from so that we can identify you. I got a kind of a interesting new voting law here that's going to take into effect on April 1st, so just a few days away. And this law applies to any recreational motorized boat with 3 or more horsepower that is less than 26 feet. And basically what the law is that you have to have a kill switch device, and you have to have it on. It's not like a life jacket where you can just have it in the boat. You need to have the kill switch on at all times when the boat is running, and that's something that you definitely have to do. And if you have any questions about the law, there's a couple of exceptions, but you can text the show to 504-260-1870. And if you have any questions about that, definitely get those answers answered. Also, Elmer's Island has a new shuttle service that's taken to a place. And Elmer's Island is just an island on Grand Isle. And that's going to be the shuttle service is great because, you know, for people who don't really like to walk or anything like that, you might be handicapped or whatever, you can use the shuttle service. And the shuttle schedule, March, April through May, is open to close Friday through Saturday. June, July, and August, it's open to close every single day. And September, after Labor Day, it's open to close on weekends, which is Friday through Sunday. Friday is kind of considered a weekend now. And October and November, open to close Friday through Sunday. In December and January, there are no operations going on there. We got some of your texts coming in. We've got Brandon Jolie from Denham Springs. He says that gnats are the worst fishing condition, and I would have to agree with that. Gnats are absolutely awful. The good thing is with gnats, though, you can remedy them and get some amber romance and stuff like that and use that to your advantage. Definitely use some of those good things that any of the gnat spray, and they'll help with that. They are no fun to fish in, though. We'll definitely say that much. And also this morning, your weather is looking, it's not too bad this morning. We've got a 10 to 15, that's forecast anyway. Hopefully it doesn't build in the inside waters. Offshore is going to be a little bit more bumpy, but hopefully the wind will stay down and let you kind of get out and get some fishing time in this morning. A lot of times in the afternoon, the wind will pick up. But in the morning like this, you can usually get a few hours in to catch some trout, which I know are biting. I had a great trip yesterday in Plaquemines Parish near Point Lahash, and that's definitely a good area that you want to try this weekend. If you missed it last segment, we had a bunch of good information on that, fishing those trout in the deeper water, which is very, very effective this time of year. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to more of your text messages coming in. Once again, we're asking, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging? You can text that to 504-260-1870, and then make sure to text it with your name and also text it with your where you're from. That way we can identify you for that. We're going to come back with Captain Daryl Carpenter of Real Screamers Guide Service down there in Grand Isle. See what's going on down there in Grand Isle, and we get a good report from him. Stick with us. Got a great show coming up, and you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Joel Masson filling in this morning for Don Dubuque, who is sitting right next to me, and you will hear Don to some degree next week. He might not be 100%, but you will get Don's voice back on the show. Now, right now, we're going to be joined by Captain Daryl Carpenter down in Grand Isle, Real Screamers Guide Service. Daryl, is it foggy down there this morning?
No, Joel, it's not bad. I mean, we got a little haze. What a buddy of mine called it the other day, man. Y'all got a lot of that water haze around here. but I wouldn't call it fog. It's a little hazy, but it's enough that everything's wet, including you, if you stay out in it too long, you know?
Yeah, right. Definitely. Yeah, we just got a report that Venice had a little bit of fog this morning. So if anybody's heading down to Venice, make sure and be aware of that. You might want to sit at the marina a couple extra seconds. Well, Darrell, how's the trout fishing been this week?
Well, this week is really nothing to brag about. I mean, with all the weather we had come through early in the week, it sounds like a broken record now. I think this is like 3 weeks in a row. Early in the week, we had some trout catches because the weather was calm enough that we could get into those bigger bodies of water. And, you know, trout were coming in. Of course, that weather blew like crazy, so we had to retreat to the marsh. And even after that big rain we had, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, we waited for the rain to break up. And that front made them fish hungry because, I mean, the redfish were just, they were chewing, man. I mean, they were eating everything you threw, including your carcass. Now, yesterday it calmed down a little bit. I think caught a lot of trout around Grand Isle. The problem that we have is the water immediately around the island is still just chewed up, nasty, dirty. So you got to spend some time running around. You got to get in a little bit of protected water to where you can try to find some clean water. Because I hadn't looked to see what the Mississippi River Davis Pond's doing, but I can tell you down here around Grand Isle, immediate Grand Isle, it's muddy, nasty, dirty. But, man, seriously, Joel, on live shrimp yesterday, there were some really serious catches of a speckled trout that took place in the marsh.
That's awesome. That's definitely great to hear. Now, are live shrimp pretty readily available down there right now, or do you kind of have to work to get them or what?
No, you've got to work to get them. We're seeing some brownies start to show up. We've still been catching nothing but white shrimp, and it's been you got to work for them. But some of the brownies are starting to show up, but they're still so small they almost look like grass shrimp.
Yeah. Now, if somebody wants to not fish live bait, maybe want to fish up Arctic plastics down there, what plastic baits would you recommend? And are you catching any fish on like hard baits, like topwaters and jerk baits and stuff like that?
Nah, Joe, we haven't. I guess it's been almost a month since I've been fortunate enough to be on the water on a day we could throw, you know, topwater. Now, we were catching some that day. It was an overcast day, 11 o'clock in the morning, we were catching trout on topwater. But we haven't had that kind of a wind situation in probably about 6 weeks. And like I said, with the wind comes the muddy, muddy water around the island. All we need 3 or 4 days of this wind to stop blowing and you know, get us some southwest wind back to push that water back toward the river. And the trout are here on Grand Isle. I mean, you know, you got to have the south wind and even fish just the very back of the island, the rocks and so forth along the back of the island. You're catching fish, just not a whole lot of them. And they're nice, big. I mean, the last time I fished this, it was about 2-3 weeks ago, and all the trout I caught, we call beach trout. They were all big, nice trout.
That's great, man. Big trout and Grand Isle are definitely synonymous. They go together for sure. And I know it will definitely only get better once more warm weather hits and the spring really gets here. Darrell, we're asking everybody this morning if you what fishing condition do you find the most challenging? Whether it's dead tide, like you were mentioning about the dirty water, what condition do you find the most difficult to catch fish in?
For me, with all the open water we have here, Joel, it would have to be wind. I mean, we get so much wind down here that it creates tide. I mean, you can always move around where you're going and look for places where the tide just chokes. You know, we've got so much during the summer. We've got so much live bait in the water. The bait's going to be here. Some moving water is always a problem. But for me, I would have to say wind. You know, with Grand Isle being more of a tourist place, we get so many people that should I say, are casting challenged and so forth. So having a windy day is my worst nightmare. That and that daggone full moon I got staring at me right now.
All right. Yeah, well, Darrell, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much for all the good information. And if somebody wants to book a trip with you, how can they reach you?
Oh, Joel, it's easy. I mean, you can go on Don's website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We do some of the social media stuff, the Facebook and so forth, RealScreamers.com, or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, good stuff, my friend. We appreciate you joining us, and good luck today.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it. Don, good night. Have a good morning, and have a good day.
All right, there he goes, Captain Darrell Carpenter from Grand Isle, down there on the island. We've got next, we've got a turkey hunter text from Alabama, and he's wondering which station we come on in Alabama, and the station is 106.5 FM Talk. So if you're listening in Alabama, definitely check that out, and send us all your texts, send us your turkey reports, anything that you've got interesting happening around here. We're asking people this morning, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging to catch fish in? Could be wind, could be lack of bait, dead tide, whatever. We want to hear the answers to all your questions on that. And you can text those answers to 504-260-1870. And you text with your name and where you're from, and we can definitely get your answers read here on the air. We've got another text coming along here. We've got, 9802 says that he says that non-moving water is the worst condition, and non-moving water I think might have to agree fully on that one. I think that that non-moving tide, no tide movement is going to be your most challenging, and that would be my most challenging condition, just because when the water's not moving, you can't really catch a whole lot of fish, just because those fish are not inspired to feed, and your baits coming by and all that is just not really natural to them. So it can be a whole lot more challenging when you don't have that moving water. So that would be my number one condition where I would struggle the most in catching fish. We got another hour of this. We got some really, really good stuff coming along next hour, and we've got all your questions and texts coming along, so make sure. We've also got a Wahoo and Tuna question coming along, so we're going to answer that after the break when we come back on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And good morning. Glad you could join us for the show. Joel Masson here filling in for Don Dubuque this morning. Got some great great guests lined up this hour. We're going to have Captain Mike Gallo, fishes at Lake Pontchartrain, Biloxi Marsh area. We'll get a report from him. We're going to also get a paddler's report as well, so you'll be able to see that. And we're also going to get a report from Captain Ryan Lambert down there in Plaquemines Parish. Great stuff from him. Now, we've also got had a question come in over the break from Rob and G. King, and they asked any word on the Wahoo and Tuna bite, and also any chance the snapper limit will be increased. Part one of that question, any word on the Wahoo and snapper bite? There is tuna on the lump, and they're catching some really, really nice ones, up to 180-plus, so some really, really good fish, and there's also a good Wahoo bite going on, so you want to check that out for sure. And then on the red snapper will run, 2021 red snapper season will run for 63 days from 12:01 a.m. local time on Tuesday, June 1st until Tuesday, August 3rd at 12:01 a.m. local time. Dates are still undisclosed for the recreational private anglers and will be announced on a state-by-state basis for federal and state waters. So definitely keep that in mind for that. And as far as the limits, two fish limit on that with a 16-inch minimum. So that's your creel and your size limit on that. And I've also got, if you're heading down this morning to Venice or any of those downriver areas, we got a report from Martha that the fog is definitely taking place this morning, and it was yesterday morning as well when I went fishing. So fog is something you want to keep in mind. And if you have no radar, then definitely don't risk it and go out there. It's too many other days to fish to just risk it for this foggy one. So if you don't have radar, definitely don't run on the river in that as well, because you could definitely be hurt. I also wanted to talk about EJ Rayleigh. He's from Terrytown, who passed away yesterday, and Don actually went to the service but very, very unfortunate. He's big in the community, and he was the father of Josh Raley. So definitely want to remember him, and definitely have our condolences along there. Now, like I said, we've got some great stuff coming up. Captain Mike Gallo will be joining us next segment. We're going to get a great report from him. And you are listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Joel Masson here filling in for Don Dubuque. And we're going to have Captain Mike Gallo on for the Born on the Bayou Report, which is sponsored by CETO. For $179 per year, you can get unlimited fuel drops, 24/7 tow-ins, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. CETO is like AAA on the water, peace of mind for you and your loved ones. And you can call Captain Chris at 504-301-4545, or you can go to CETO.com. And right now, they've got you can get 14 months for the price of 12, so you get two extra free months in there. Definitely something that you're going to want to go check out. And right now, we're going to be joined by Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, is it foggy down there or what?
We are seeing a little bit of fog, and they had some fog yesterday, but it burned off fairly quickly, so we're sort of expecting the same sort of routine today. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. I had a great fishing trip yesterday, and I know the fishing in your area has been decent the past couple weeks. How was it this week?
Well, we started off. We didn't get a chance to fish a whole lot with all the wind we had during the middle of the week. Monday started off pretty good. We had a fair amount of trout, 6 to 8 trout a trip, and good numbers in redfish. And then after the wind blew through, we got a chance to get back out on the water yesterday, and much improved. The trout fishing was much better. Caught decent numbers of trout, 15 to 20 per boat. And if you concentrated on redfish, you could catch your limit of redfish, although this time of the year most people seem to be concentrating on trout. What I found interesting, you know, I watch these boats come back and I get a chance to chat with the captains, and some fished with plastic under a popping cork, and some fished, you know, bouncing plastics on the bottom, and all were successful, which is, it's interesting, but it's also, you know, late March and fish are still in transition. Some of them have moved into the shallower water and some of them are still in deep water. So they're in lots of areas. It did seem like the key was to find clean water, which was obviously along the south shore of wherever you chose to fish. Lake Pontchartrain's south shore was a little murky, but it did produce fish. Lake Bourne's south shore was much cleaner, and that's where the majority of the fish were caught, along the south shore of Lake Bourne. So looking for the same pattern, especially with the wind direction supposing to increase mid-morning and be back out of the south. If you're on the south shore, obviously you'll be on the leeward shoreline, and that's where we'll do most of our fishing this morning, concentrate in those areas.
Gotcha. Now I know a lot of people, it's a very popular place to fish, obviously, the Lake Pontchartrain train trestle. What have you been hearing from the trestle over there?
Well, it's like the weather. When you have good weather, you have good fishing over there. As we get closer to having water temperatures in the high 60s, low 70s, that'll be more consistent. It's just a matter of having those water temperatures pick up and then have clean water. The majority of the lake was fairly dirty with all the wind that came through. Besides that, you have the runoff, you know, from the lakes, and on a lot of the, on the north shore, you get a lot more runoff and that water's dirty. So it was cleaning up yesterday by the time we were heading in. So it was fairly calm overnight. It's relatively calm this morning. So the water should look much better. It wouldn't surprise me at all if there were fish caught in Lake Pontchartrain by the trestle this morning. And we're just going to run right back to where we left them and not necessarily go look for them. We kind of know they're in that area where we were yesterday.
Right. Now, for people, we're asking this morning, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging? So for you, what would that be? Would it be a dead tide, a dirty water, lack of bait? What would you pinpoint that on?
Well, I guess I'm like Darrell Carpenter. I would say the wind is my biggest nemesis because we do fish a fair amount of open water, Lake Pontchartrain's open water. To get to the Biloxi Marsh, we go across open water. So wind would certainly be my nemesis. It's also time dependent. I feel like I can catch fish in small or no tide in the springtime. But once the summer sets in, I definitely want some tide movement, keep that water oxygenated and, you know, cooler water down on the bottom. So it's time dependent as to how I answer that question. But this time of year, wind is definitely my nemesis.
All right. Well, good stuff, Captain Mike Gallo. Appreciate you joining us this morning. If somebody wants to book a trip with you, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, how can they get in touch with you for this spring run?
Oh, very simple. You can find us on the social media sites. I'm on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com as one of his field reporters. My website is AA of LA, or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right. Thanks so much, Captain Mike Gallo, and good luck today.
All right, Don. We hope to hear from you next week. And, Joe, you're doing a good job. Came back for an encore.
Appreciate that. I got some size 20 shoes to fill, but I'll be all right. You will hear from Don next week. He will be here in some capacity, so look forward to that. All right, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. It sounds like it's going to be a breezy day down there on Lake Pontchartrain, but I'm sure you can definitely find some fish. And coming up next, we've got our paddlers report from Eric Mahobarak. He's going to tell us what's going on over there. Also asking this morning, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging, whether it's a dead tide, dirty water? Give us your answer at 504-260-1870. Text your name and where you're from, and we'll get to those later on in the show. We're going to take a time out, come back with Eric Mahobarak, and get all that good information. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back to the show. Joel Masson here joining you this morning, sitting in for Don Dubuque. And right now we're going to be joined with Eric Mahobarak, who I know is a kayak fishing fanatic. Eric, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, Joel. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, doing well. Now, I know one of the great things that was announced to me this morning was that Massey's is doing some demo days, and I know those demo days are great for people who really don't know what exact kayak they want, what length, what width, all that. It really allows you to test out those kayaks, but tell us about the demo days.
Well, it's going to be April 3rd, and it's going to run from 10 to 2. It's out in front of the Deutsch's house right there in Bayou St. John. They are going to have the full lines of Hobies. They're going to have some Jacksons out there also and some other brands. If you do have a specific model that you're interested, let's say you want to try the Hobie Outback, just call the New Orleans store and say, hey, man, I want to, you know, make sure that this boat's out there that we can try. And they'll bring it out there for you. And no charge. You just come out there. You got to sign a waiver, put on your life vest. Some of the pro staff like myself, Martha, and Steve, and other folks will be out there to help out, assist, or whatever, and give some pointers. Also, we answer questions, you know, and fishing out of kayak with what things do you need and stuff. It's really a good time, you know, just to get out there, and it doesn't cost anything to come out and try it. So you try in before you buy in, you know. So it's really good. I highly suggest it. Everyone who's getting into the kayak world, try, you know, get out and do a demo day, no matter where it's at, you know. But Massey's, you know, has definitely put on a good show out there.
Right, that's certainly good advice. If you've never been in a kayak before, those demo days can be very, very, very helpful in just picking out the right one. But transitioning a little bit, I know we've got some tournament winners that you wanted to tell us about.
Yeah, on the double day duel, Jonathan Van Roy was the winner of the first day, and then Josh Reed was the winner the second day. I think the first day was 5 speckled trout, and the second day was 4 redfish, I believe, and 1 flounder, but I don't believe a flounder was caught. So, you know, those guys had a good time that weekend, and that was a catch photo release tournament. you know, also. And then on the 17th of April is most probably the Bayou Coast's largest tournament, and that's called Paddlepalooza. It's the second oldest tournament. Well, it's the first oldest now tournament they have. And it's going to be catch, vote, and release also this year. But Friday night, they are having a captain's meeting that isn't required to go to. They will be serving pastelaya. You know, they're trying to do the COVID safety thing or whatever the best they can with still having a safe run tournament, you know. And that's going to be a slam tournament, you know, the largest red under 27, largest trout and largest flounder wins first place. But it's always been a good time. Go ahead.
I might go to that just for the pastelaya. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Put a little weight on you. I got to stay away from that. You know?
Yeah. Now, how's the fishing been this week? What kind of reports are you getting from people that are fishing out of a kayak?
Well, I heard Reggio is doing pretty well, and y'all fished the east side of the river yesterday, and you said y'all had a great trip. You know, so I know they've been catching some limited trout out of Reggio, and of course the redfish, you know, up in the grass ponds. You know, I did get a good report from Caney Lake all the way up in, what is that, Minden, Louisiana? No, it's Winnsboro, Louisiana, which is, you know, one of the best bass lakes we have in Louisiana. And it's very kayak accessible, actually. You know, they got a lot of coves. You can dart out of the wind. You can switch sides of the lake pretty easily. You know, and having a kayak, you can dish it in anywhere pretty much. But they have some nice land in the state park up there. But they've been catching some good fish in shallow areas. And back in the coves where the boats really can't get to, kind of when it gets too shallow. And they've been using the creature baits, you know. The person I know was using the Havoc Craw, which is a pure fishing lure. That's really a popular bait. I'm sure they're using jigs and lizards. I'd be throwing a lizard myself this time of year just because of, you know, spawn's just about over with or getting close to being over with. But really a good report from up that way. You know, down in Plaquemines, you know, the wind has been phenomenal. And, you know, on the west side of the river there, it gets a little rough. You know, I've had to cancel a few trips this week because it'll rain and stuff like that. And I'll push one back today because, you know, the wind was out, you know.
Right. It's definitely been very, very windy. Unfortunately, it makes it a whole lot more difficult. But Eric, we want to appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you for getting up dark and early with us, and hope to see you soon.
All right, buddy. You have a good one, Joel. Thank you.
All right. There he goes, Eric Mahobarak. And we've got some text messages coming in. We're asking this morning, what fishing conditions do you find the most challenging, whether that be the wind? We've had a lot of people say a dead tide. So definitely text those question or those answers to 504-260-1870 and make sure to text your name and also where you're from so we can identify you. We take a quick break. Joel Masson here filling in for Don Dubuque this morning. And when we come back, we're going to have more good announcements and fishing reports right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And that guy is lying. It is Joel Masson this morning filling in for Don Dubuque. And it's getting close to, if you're a turkey hunter, your legal, well, actually, it's past legal shooting time. Legal shooting time's at 6:24, depending on where you're at, give or take a few minutes. But good luck to all you turkey hunters out there. We've got a lot of texts coming in. We're asking this morning, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging? And just be specific. You can, whether it's dirty water, getting a lot of no tide, text those answers to 504-260-1870 and text your name and also where you're from so we can identify you and let you we can read your text messages. We got a text coming in from 195. He said, good morning, Don and Joel. Love the show as always. The worst conditions for fishing would be non-moving water with no breeze at all and while being attacked by gnats. And that does not sound very, very enjoyable. We've also got another text coming in from 674 saying that the toughest condition is fishing in the wrong spot where there is no fish. And I got to tell you, if you have the best, you can have the best bait, best live shrimp available. And if you're not fishing where there's fish, I don't care how good you are not going to catch any. So finding fish is very, very important rather than trying to find the best lure or anything like that. And I've also got a text coming in from 2671 saying, when is Don coming back? We talked about that a little bit earlier in the show. When he will be back to some capacity next week. Might not be the entire show, but you will get to hear Don's voice again, which is really, really good, good to hear. And I got another text coming in from 94,000 saying, good morning. Where did you fish in Point Lahash? And Point Lahash, we kind of went up really on the east side of Point Lahash. And like I mentioned, that whole pattern, that whole deep water Delacro pattern is going to be really effective for the next couple of months. So we'll definitely need to try that out. And we're going to come back with more texts when we pause 10 seconds, let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're back. Joel Masson here, as I said, filling in for Don Dubuque. And we got the Bayou Wild TV. If you like watching Bayou Wild, got a great announcement for you. Because this week's show features a decoy and knife maker. You can catch that, and his name is Cade Jenkins. So that's going to be a great show. And the station is Bayou Wild TV, or the website's BayouWildTV.com, where you can also watch on YouTube. And I know YouTube has become a very, very popular thing these days. And next week on the show, we're going to have Miss Louisiana on her first crawfish trip. And I tell you, I've not crawfished in a while, but that's definitely a whole lot of fun when I did it. It's a great, great thing to do this time of year. If maybe you get a windy day and you can't go fishing, the crawfishing can be really, really fun. And Bayou Wild will be airing. That'll be this week and next week. So make sure to check those shows out. One thing I did want to mention is we are getting a lot of reports from that the fog is downriver. So when you are heading out, if you're going, you might have to wait at the dock a little bit this morning, just to kind of play it safe and make sure that there's no fog coming in when you're trying to launch, because that can get pretty dangerous. But after this segment, we're gonna have Captain Ryan Lambert with Cajun Fishing Adventures out of Plaquemines Parish. We're gonna get some more reports from him, and it's a great little area to fish this time of year. So we're going to come back with Captain Ryan right after this, and you are listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man, he is not actually made out of plastic, but he does not like fishing with live bait, so he definitely prefers fishing with plastic. We got Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures down in Plaquemines Parish. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Joe. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. Is there any fog down there?
No, but I'm sure on the river further down, the guys in Venice, you know, Martha and all them, they had a lot of fog yesterday, and they probably got some today. We got a southeast wind, and, you know, the river's so cold that it just makes that fog down there. It's not foggy right here, but I'm sure down there on the river it's just pretty foggy for them. Not as bad as yesterday, though. But, you know, the other guys were calling my guys last night saying, if it's foggy, we'll be waiting for you at the launch, because they all got radar on their boats. So everybody likes to follow that radar.
Right.
But,
we got some.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, we got some. We got some reports.
And the world is changing.
no doubt. Definitely there. We got some reports of fog in Venice. So it's good to hear it's not immediately in your area. But how's the fishing been this week?
Fishing is on fire, buddy. I'm talking about, especially with a full moon on top of it, is still really good. The boys, I mean, yesterday was great. I mean, trout, redfish, sheepheads, they just hammered them. And you know what? We had a lot of families yesterday, and I love when we get the moms and the young men out here with their dads. Man, I really like that when families come. And we've been having a lot of it lately. I got to some more girls today. You know, I just love when the girls come and fish. It's changing more and more because we're getting more and more women fishing, and they're pretty good. You know, think about a woman, they listen. You tell them to cast to the left, they're going to cast to the left. So,
right,
you know,
right.
It's an enjoyment to have them out there, and everybody's catching lifetime best. You know, they got bull reds, keeper reds. And then yesterday, just like that, boom, the trout showed up, and the boys hit them pretty good. So, yeah, that full moon right here, this one changes everything, where everything comes out the winter haunts, the bait starts moving out toward the bays and out toward the Gulf. So this is the transition month. It just, I mean, like clockwork, every single year you could count on this full moon to change the world. So.
Right, yeah, that's great to hear that the fishing is good down there. I had a great trip yesterday in Plaquemines Parish, caught a whole lot of fish, and the fishing really has seemed to turn the corner there and picked up. Now, Brian, what y'all finding some clean water? I know yesterday when I went, we found a good amount of clean water, which is kind of, it's water's been dirty, but yesterday it seemed like the water had cleaned up when we went. How's the water been looking?
Well, the water's been terrible, but the tide is waning right now. That's why the water clears up a little bit, because you get less tide movement, and you know we're getting caught toward the flip. So it'll straighten out a little bit. And then wind direction has a lot to do with it, whether or not it's blowing the river water on you or away from you. So you just have to play the wind and whatever water coming out the river that you have, no matter if it's a pass or just some little diversions like we have on the east side. You know, and you have to play it. You know, just if you want clear water, you just see which way the wind's blowing and go the other way, and right around the corner there's good water. That's how it works. You know, you just have to learn to work with the river, and it's, you know, I've been doing it a long time down here, and the boys really know what to do to get out of it. You know, when you start catching trout, you know you got some decent water, and the river's at 14 foot and they're catching trout, so that's great. I can't wait. This next couple of weeks is gonna really turn on. We'll see some big fish in 2 or 3 weeks, and I can't wait to get on them because the river's high, but I think it's still going to be great.
Man, that's awesome. It's going to be a whole lot of fun for sure. Now, I know you obviously fish a lot of plastic lures, like we said. How's the live shrimp situation been down there for people who are wanting to get live bait?
Oh, yeah, you can get live shrimp. You know, Kent Frelish, that's a hard-working young man. I guess he's not as young as he used to be, but he works hard. He's going to have shrimp. You know, you go to Frelish right there about in Empire, chances are he's going to have shrimp because – like I said, he stays after it, and there's a couple other guys that do it. But, you know, the boys usually can get live shrimp when they want them. But dead shrimp's going to work as well, but there's nothing like a live shrimp. You know, I like my plastic, but I can guarantee you they will seek out and destroy a shrimp. You know, if you're not that great a plastic fisherman and you want to put some fish in the box, you stop at Fellowship, get you some live shrimp, and good things fixing to happen to you. I can promise you that.
Right. Yeah, definitely. No doubt. Now, for people coming down there, have you been catching a lot of your fish, tight lining, or like a cork or what?
Well, the boys use corks an awful lot. Myself, I like the tight line. I got to feel that hit. I don't know what it is about my DNA, but I like being jerked around. So if I can help it, I won't use a cork, but you know, if it's windy and you can't really feel good, that cork's a great way. It's a strike indicator. And a lot of times it keeps you in the strike zone more. You know, you can throw it out there and leave it, and you're staying in that strike zone. You know, it's all preference on what people like, but sometimes you have to. Even on crappie, when I'm fishing soccer lake, a lot of times I'll use a cork because, you know, it's so subtle, and no matter how easy they hit it, you can see it. The cork will just lay down sometimes instead of going under, and, you know, it's a hit. So cork's always a great way to help you out, especially in windy conditions.
Right, no doubt. That's a good point. I know we caught a lot of our fish yesterday tight lining, but we did catch a fair amount under corks as well, so definitely don't want to leave home without a popping cork in your boat. Now, Ryan, we're asking all of our field reporters this morning what fishing condition do you find to be the most challenging? Whether that's a dead tide or dirty water, like you were talking about earlier, what condition do you find to be the most difficult to catch fish in?
Probably in the summertime when you get a nip tide, because, you know, you get those giant algae blooms July, August when the water's real hot and you have the no tide. That's the hardest condition. But then, you know, wind direction, if you're on the west side of the river, that west wind will get you. If you're on the east side, northeast and the hard east will get you. It just depends on the way you fish. You know, every place has its detrimental conditions, and you just have to know what those are. And we're lucky we can look at the flag, and if the flag's pointing toward the east, you go to the east. If it's pointing toward the west, you go to the west because that's your lee shore. It's kind of, you know, where we're at, it behooves you to follow Mother Nature, and we have the ability to do it here. That's what's so great about Buras.
Right, yeah, that's definitely a good answer to that question. I'm getting a lot of similar answers for sure. Now, Captain Ryan, I know you said the fishing is picking up big time, and that's absolutely great to hear. A lot of speckled trout being caught. If somebody wants to get in on the action and book a trip with you, how can they do that?
Well, they can just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the website and see what we have to offer, or they can call me direct on my cell phone at 504-559-5111. And again, I've never booked so many trips in my 44 years of guiding as I am doing right now. It's people are ready to get out and enjoy the outdoors again. Thank goodness.
Oh, I'm with you on that. That's great to hear, and glad people are getting back outside. Well, thank you so much, Captain Ryan, and good luck to you today.
All right, give my regards to Don, buddy.
All right, will do. There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert with Cajun Fishing Adventures. We're going to come back right after this for our final segment of this show. Got some good stuff to tell you there. And stick with us. Joel Masson here filling in for Don Dubuque. We're going to be right back with more great information here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Joel Masson joining you here all show and also for this final segment of the radio show this morning. Dark and early, heard every single Saturday morning. We've got your text messages coming in this morning. We're asking, what fishing condition do you find the most challenging, whether that's a dead tide, dirty water, any of that. We want to know the answer to that. You can text us at 504-260-1870, and you text your name and where you're from so we can identify you. Joey PR says, Joel, the worst fishing condition I found is when my wife wanted you to stay home and do yard work instead of going fishing. Well, I can tell you I don't have a wife yet, but that's probably going to be pretty high on my list as far as worst fishing conditions, because that does not sound very good. Also got another text coming in from the Dixie Ranch who kind of echoed what Joey said, and his worst condition to fish is when my wife is mad at me, and that's no good for anybody at all. But we've got some good stuff coming in, so make sure to text your answers to that question at 504-260-1870. Had another one saying we had a report come in from Eric Mahobarak a little bit while ago on the show, a couple segments back. He had a great report from Caney Lake, and Caney Lake is actually in Jackson Parish. We got corrected by one of our listeners here on the text message board. So if you're looking to find where Caney Lake is, you're not familiar, go search it in Jackson Parish. Had an absolutely great show today. We had Robbie Campo coming on telling us about the fishing going on down there in Shell Beach. A lot of good stuff. Also had Kirk Stancil on with us this morning about Calcasieu Lake and how the trout fishing is really going to heat up there. And don't forget that Kirk also has a webcam that you can see all the action live going on over there, which is really, really cool to see. And just had Captain Ryan Lambert on as well, who said the trout fishing down there in Plaquemines Parish has been great, and I can certainly echo that because I made a trip yesterday, as I mentioned earlier, and we had an absolute blast of a trip, and really probably the best trout trip that I've had in about a year. Honestly, it's been that long, so the fishing really just seems like it has turned the corner very well in that area, which is a great thing. Great thing to have. And we also had Captain Mike Gallo on, which I've actually got a buddy who's going that fishing down there today, and I'll definitely get a report from him, and let y'all know how that fishing went, because I know that area has been pretty good. Also wanted to tell you about April 2nd, Friday, which is a Friday opening of Louisiana Turkey, and it's usually on a Saturday, so it's a little bit different this year, being that it's on a Friday. And Don definitely will be there. He's a avid turkey hunter, and you don't need a voice to call those turkeys unless you're using a mouth call. But anyway, you will definitely hear from Don next week, and a lot of people have been asking about that. You'll hear from Don at some capacity, maybe not at the whole show, but Don will give you a couple of reports and also tell you about how he's doing with his voice situation. And I've also just wanted to wrap up and thank you for joining us today on the show. Been a pleasure hosting it for sure. Great stuff coming in. We got some really good reports, and I'm excited that the trout fishing is heating up, because I know it has been a tough spring so far, tough February, tough March, and for all of our anglers out there, that is a welcome sight whenever you get. The trout fishing as good as it is, and it looks like on Sunday the winds are going to be a little bit less, so you're not going to have to deal with as much winds. We also have a good tide as well this weekend. So that tide for fishing that Plaquemines Parish area, like I said, is super, super important whenever you're doing that, fishing those ledges. For those trout in the deeper water, you want to find those hard ledges. So if you're fishing down there this weekend, you're going to have to deal with a little bit of wind. But a lot of times the wind can really roll that current, and it can make it a whole lot easier. I got a text coming in from 8900 saying on Toledo Bend, bluebird and east wind right behind a cold front is its toughest condition. And bass fishing anywhere after a front can be definitely challenging for sure, just because the high pressure really makes the fish kind of not want to feed. But there are some things you can do to get around that, just fishing more finesse baits, smaller baits like Ned rigs, become very, very popular, and shaky heads as well. So if you go into that finesse fishing, that's one of the best things you can do to combat those cold weather conditions. And we're still getting some cold fronts here in March. So definitely I want to thank you for joining on the show. And I think I'm going to try and make a trip this week, maybe go down again to Eastern Plaquemines Parish before heading on to Florida to try and catch a snook this week. So that is going to be my goal. It's going to be very, very fun. I'm excited, looking forward to that. If you follow me on Facebook, you can definitely see pictures from that trip, and make sure to check out that snook report, hoping to get my first one. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we will see you next – See you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.